Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Health Radio with Melanie Cole.
Currently, there are more than 600,000 frozen embryos in storage in the United States. When couples undergo IVF, oftentimes there are more embryos created than the couple really wants to give birth to, and that creates a surplus of these embryos and a dilemma of what to do with those remaining embryos once a family has decided that their circle is complete. My guest today is Kimberly Tyson. She's the director of the Nightlight Embryo Adoption Awareness Center. Welcome to the show, Kimberly. So thanks to modern medicine, families are able to have babies that were not able to before. So if they've made too many, tell us a little bit about the freezing process and what goes on with these embryos.
Well, families who have gone through in vitro fertilization oftentimes have more embryos created than they end up using for their own family building purposes. And so they usually will have a fresh cycle, a fresh transfer of those embryos, and hopefully they'll give birth to their first child as a result of that. And then the clinic will freeze the remaining embryos for future pregnancy attempts by that family. Currently, the most used freezing method is called vitrification, and it's a quick freezing of the embryos. And the embryos are stored or cryopreserved in tanks with liquid nitrogen.
So how long can they last in that state?
Well, there really hasn't been any research done that shows any shelf life, if you will, for frozen embryos. There have been children born from embryos that have been frozen 19 years, 20 years,
wow,
15 years, a long time.
Wow, and what an interesting bit of science that is, if they've been frozen an embryo. Now, this is a fertilized embryo, right?
Well, an embryo is an egg and a sperm, so yes, it is a fertilized human egg.
It is. So 19 years it's frozen and then gets inseminated and then a baby grows. Technically, that baby could be like 19 years older than they really are. What is the controversy in these embryos about what to do with some of these extras? The lab could destroy them, or you could donate them, or donating them to other people who maybe need, you know, who can't get their own or make their own. What's going on?
Well, I don't see that there is a controversy around it. The controversy tends to stem around the terminology of donation versus adoption. And in an adoption model, we're simply encouraging the family to have some level of knownness between them, the donor, and the adopting family. The other thing about the adoption model that the donor has access to is information about the family they're going to place their embryos in to. At a fertility clinic, generally the donation is going to be an anonymous donation, and that's exactly what it is, an anonymous donation. You don't know who receives your embryos. The people who receive those embryos within the clinic, they don't know about each other. And, you know, there's a pretty good chance that they're going to have fully genetically related siblings and not know about each other. And that's not the case in the adoption model.
So is there, when people donate them to science, and this is what I think I was talking about as far as maybe controversy, is there something there where people say that you can't do that? This is already, you know, a child. This is already a baby. Or is this something that can be used in science?
Absolutely. One of the choices available to families who have remaining embryos is to donate to science. Embryonic stem cell research, of course, has been controversial over the years, and there aren't very many research facilities that are accepting embryos for embryonic stem cell research at this point in time.
Okay, so when you donate them to science, or, you know, if that is one of your options, that's what it would be, and not that many people are doing that right now. So what about, you know, if you decide you've got too many and you just say, I'm going to donate them now? How does that process work?
Well, if you want to donate them for reproduction, you have basically two choices. You can either donate them anonymously through your fertility clinic where you had them created and stored if the fertility clinic has an embryo donation program. if the fertility clinic does not have an embryo donation program, then you're going to be looking at one of the embryo adoption programs that is available to you, where you actually get to choose the family who receives your embryos. There are also online matching sites that are available for people to self-match with one another. And so you can do match.com for your embryos.
And why would somebody decide to have their embryos destroyed? Is there a particular mentality doing what you do for a living? Have people said, oh, I don't want them to stay around because?
Well, I think that people make that choice primarily because figuring out what to do with your remaining embryos is often a very difficult decision because they do have children that have been born as a result of the embryos that were all created at the same time. And so now those embryos have different respect from the family, if you will. And for some families, donating them to science or donating them for reproduction is just not a path they feel mentally prepared to go down. But I think that more people are interested in donating for reproduction when they know they can actually choose the family who is going to receive their embryos instead of them just being donated into the universe, if you will, anonymously.
Now, I know a couple that went through this, and they were the adopting, you know, family. So they got somebody else's embryos, and they were able to look through a book with pictures and information on the people that donated these embryos. Is that common?
No, that's not common at all. And what that really actually sounds more like is egg donation rather than embryo donation. I'm personally not familiar with any embryo donation or adoption programs that have quote-unquote books where people can look through and pick the family. Although there is an organization in California called California Conceptions that makes designer embryos, if you will, and they probably do have a book.
Wow. You know, what an interesting topic. How do you counsel people? And what do you tell them when they're considering either freezing their own embryos or looking toward adoption?
Well, I'm usually talking to the folks after the embryos have been created, after they've been frozen for a while. Part of my outreach efforts are trying to help people start to think about what they will do with their remaining embryos before they even create them, to actually help people who are in the process of considering IVF to think, wow, do I really need to create more embryos, especially if they're going to have to purchase human eggs or purchase human sperm? There are, as we know, over 600,000 embryos in frozen storage. Not all of those are available for donation, obviously, but a good number of them are. Why create more embryos, especially with donor egg or donor sperm, when there are already existing embryos available? So that's one of the messages I'm trying to get out
there.
Well,
we're just out of time, but tell people where they can find out more information.
They can visit our website, which is embryoadoption.org.
Embryoadoption.org, and get more information about how many there are out there and why it's important to do your research and talk to somebody like Kimberly to let you know what your options are and what goes on in this whole process. Because as she said, there are about 600,000 frozen embryos in storage in the United States. It's definitely something to look into. You're listening to Radio MD. The show is Health Radio. I'm Melanie Cole. Remember to share these shows with your friends. Thanks for listening and stay well.